The following is a conversation with KBEK's Rockin' Robin Riley with Ogilvy Superintendent Kathy Belsheim right here on Q Media's On Demand.
And as always, it's a pleasure to have her in. We try to get together on this third Friday of each month. So I will say happy Friday to you, Kathy.
Yes, and happy Friday to you, Robin, as well.
I appreciate your time. And we want to start in respect and honor here this morning in our discussion. And there is going to be a celebration of life coming up tomorrow. Can you tell us about that, Kathy?
I sure can. I think people in our Ogilvy community know that Ogilvy Schools is the hub of the community, and we host wedding receptions here. We host big birthday parties, different events, and funerals are also one of those events that is hosted at our school. And this celebration of life is hits our hearts, because the celebration of life that's going to be occurring here tomorrow morning is for Monica Voss. And Monica Voss was a former Ogilvy employee. And the actual celebration comes starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. There's going to be a visitation. We have a program with Pastor Steve Elkholm. Will be about that 10:30-ish time. And then a meal will be served afterward. Monica did pass away back in November, at the very end of November, and there was a funeral for her on December 4th, but unfortunately, because that was in the height of COVID, not everyone was able to be invited to the funeral, and it was very important for the family, for Jeremy, her husband, for Faith, Hope, Grace, and Isaiah, their children, to make sure that people had that opportunity to say goodbye to Monica. So they had always planned on having this celebration of life right here at the school, where Monica worked every day and loved the kids, and people loved her right back. So she had been an employee for us during the 14-15 school year, and then she left to help run that family's fish house coffee shop business in Mora.
Sure.
And then she never forgot how much she cared for our school, and so she came back in October of 2019, and she was here through the rest of her life. And it was COVID that had taken her from us and way too soon. And so the family also wants to share that message, that they continue to stress the importance of vaccination against the coronavirus.
Sure. And it's so nice that they have an area, because really that school can accommodate so many people. I know I've been to other celebration of life situations there, whether it's at Ogilvy School or Mora School or Braham, wherever. And because of the size, it is so nice, so people can have that room that's needed. So I'm glad that they can celebrate Monica's life tomorrow.
Me also. And so, if there are any listeners that knew Monica that want to come and celebrate her, honor her, please do feel invited at that, starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and it'll be something we need to do. So thank you very much for letting me share that this morning.
Oh, absolutely, Kathy. And something else we want to talk about this morning, too, that's very important as well, is there's going to be a public meeting coming up. And I know you shared that information. I've been passing it along this week. But let's hear it from your voice and tell us a little bit about what's coming up on Tuesday.
We have a very important public meeting. It's really called a community engagement meeting, and it's because we want to engage our community in coming into our school and talking about the educational, the operational, the building needs that we're experiencing now that the school is 32 years old. And so we want people to come in, hear what our assessments are of the building, the grounds, the actual operating finances of our school district, and then have them share with us that whole brainstorming, inputting of ideas, what they think we should be doing as we continue to have a strong, small, independent school district here in our community of Ogilvie. So that meeting is coming up real soon. It is this coming Tuesday evening. We have a light supper that's going to be provided for everyone that's coming in attendance at 5:30. Supper will be served. And then at 6 o'clock, the actual meeting will start. And at that 6 o'clock time, that's when the children are kind of whisked away also. And we have free child care and a whole gamut of activities for them to do while their parents are meeting in the commons area with our advisors, our financial advisors, and also our school management experts that have done a complete assessment of the Ogilvie schools.
Okay, and if people want to, I know from the food standpoint, because I've done food service myself, you kind of would like to have an idea of numbers. So should people call, or what should they do, Kathy?
You know, if it's easiest, they call Corrine Anderson. She is our community education coordinator plus our district communications person, and that number is 320-272-5003. Or it's also very easy to contact her by going right to our school website and pulling down the community education drop bar.
Okay, sounds good.
And so, yes, that's important, you know, to know how many people would be coming, because we want to make sure that there is enough food for everyone.
Sure, and I would think, too, if someone just wants to come to the meeting, then they wouldn't have to do that because they wouldn't need to know the number for food. So they can still show up, but that meeting will promptly start at 6 o'clock, it sounds like.
Right, it will start at 6 o'clock. And just one other thing to mention, this is the second round for the district. We had actually started this process back in 2019-20, and what happened, we had the first community engagement meeting all set up. It had been shared at the spring conferences with parents, and then COVID kept us from being able to have guests in our building, and we had to drop that that involvement, and we felt that the pressures of COVID were too great for our families, that we really could not come out to them with anything else to put on their plate at that time.
Sure, it makes sense. So this is kind of just to get that ball rolling and continue the discussion. So a great opportunity, and I will continue to mention that on Monday as well, and I think Drew will try to have it in the news for us. So we'll make sure that people continue to know about that. Kathy, let's talk, too, about, I tell you, I cannot believe the school year is wrapping up here. And
me either.
Man, so the 22nd, we'll work our way back a little bit. This Sunday is Baccalaureate and Dollars for Scholars, I understand.
Yes. Every year, of course, at graduation time, we have these two events at our school. And the Dollars for Scholars presentation of scholarships is going to be in our big gym at 5 o'clock. And then after that, 6 o'clock, we have Baccalaureate in our auditorium. And Pastor Bob DeYoung is going to be officiating that that Baccalaureate for us this year. So those are, I know that for the Dollars for Scholars, for the presentation of the scholarships, that families are certainly invited, and I have my invitation, and it really is a nice time to see all of the scholarships that are being presented. And the gym is really big, so I believe that if there's anyone out there that that would like to come in and see that process of the presentation and the program, please feel free to do that. And you are certainly welcome to come to Baccalaureate in our auditorium that evening at 6 o'clock. So that's, again, a full weekend here at the school. That is Sunday, May 22nd.
And then right around the corner, as far as I'm concerned anyway, it just feels like, again, the year's going so quick, but graduation, that is coming up Friday, June 3rd, I understand.
That is correct, and it is at 7 o'clock in our big gym, our main gym. We have 48 graduates this year, which is one of our larger classes. Most of our classes, grade levels here at Ogilvie, are right about that 40, but this class was much closer to the 50 than 40. So 48 graduates, and again, we host our graduation inside. It's in our main gym, and that is open to the public. So anyone who has a connection with any of those 48 graduates or a community member that just wants to be a part of that celebration, please come on in and share this group of graduates with us.
Absolutely. And speaking of graduates and then alumni that get recognition, I know Ogilvie's done a good job every year. They kind of have an outstanding alumni, and they usually come and speak and all that. Talk about this year's recipient.
This year's Alumni Award recipient is Aaron Carda. And Aaron Carda is a past 2009 graduate, and he is now in his career is a police officer in Eagle Grove, Iowa. And so at Ogilvie, we have a nomination process, and then once the nominations come in, our senior class officers, along with our senior class advisor and a school board member, sit down and look through the nominations, and they the senior officers select the first and second choice. And then they present those choices to the whole senior class. The whole senior class actually votes on it because this person is very special to them because our award recipient gives an address at at the actual graduation ceremony. So our students are really excited to hear from Aaron Carda, now a police officer in Eagle Grove, and we're looking forward to that for that event to be happening right alongside or inside of our graduation ceremony.
Yeah, that's very cool that you guys do it that way, too. I just love that recognition. And the last student day is right before graduation, so tell us all the doings happening there, Kathy.
Well, we have a shortened class schedule at the high school level so that all of that learning and finishing up the year, all of that is done. And then the classes at the secondary level, they're going to have a series of activities that they can choose what they want to do in the afternoon. And then our teachers just jump right in, and our paraeducators, and have these fun activities with the students. And at the elementary level, they're already in their homeroom grade level classrooms for the morning, and they are going to have a carnival. This is the first time that we have had a carnival since I've been here at Ogilvie, and it's the teachers who wanted to put this on for the kids. And so that one is going to be outside by our track and the adjoining field areas. And so the kids and their families are going to just have a great afternoon. So I'm excited to go out there and see and have fun with this carnival as well.
So tell the truth. Is there going to be cheese curds and cotton candy? And I'm just curious.
I have no idea. It's a surprise. I will really be just excited to see what they come up with because I can't, honestly, Robin, I can't believe that the teachers wanted to put this carnival together because I would have thought that they are just exhausted now at the end of the school year. But that just talks, speaks to the caliber of teachers, and they're doing this because they want to, and it's what the kids need to end their year. So I think it's just admirable.
I think it's wonderful. They'll just be able to go out with a bang and finish up 2022 as we head into the 22-23 season here in the fall. So lots to look forward to. Kathy, before I let you go, is there anything else you want to touch on before we head out?
I just want to let everybody know that we, you know, we're ending our school year, but then, of course, at the same time, we're gearing up for the summer school and summer rec opportunities here at Ogilvie Schools. And we have our summer credit recovery going on. Plus, we have our HVAC system. It's the phase two. So by the end of this summer, that renovation will have all of our student areas, learning areas, will have the up-to-date, to clean air coming through their classrooms, as well as all of the rest of the office areas that staff members are in. So big, exciting stuff happening even after school is over. And for those summer rec activities, you could certainly go onto our school website, and under the community education drop-down, you'll see the whole gamut of activities that are being planned for our kids.
Yes, there's lots of, you can go and do the swimming thing, get your swimming lessons done, and so much more. So please check it out. And Kathy, I will let folks know, you and I will continue to chat through the summer. We'll get together because even though school is out, there's still many things happening, and you and I will still touch base throughout the summer months. And I look forward to that, my dear.
I do, too, and I know for sure it's not going to be coming from my office because my office has to be vacated. So, we'll find a spot, Robin. We'll find a spot.
Absolutely. We can either do the call-in, or if you feel like coming to downtown Mora here and coming to my studio, we can meet in person. We'll figure that out.
Sounds great. That would be an adventure, too, and life is all about the adventures.
Absolutely. Kathy Belsheim, Superintendent of Ogilvie Schools, thank you, dear. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to a Q Media Group production.